The Future Explorer. Once upon a time, in a small town, there lived a curious young girl named Lily. Lily had always dreamed of exploring distant lands and discovering hidden treasures. One day, as she was walking in the park, she found an old map tucked away under a bench. It was a map that seemed to lead to unexplored islands. Excited about her newfound discovery, Lily decided she was going to embark on an adventure journey. She gathered her backpack, filled it with essentials, and studied the map closely. With determination in her eyes, she declared to her friends, "I'm going to explore the mysterious island." The next morning, Lily set sail on a small boat, following the road marked on the map. As she sailed through the open sea, she encountered challenges like unpredictable weather and raw waves. However, Lily remained focused on her goal, telling herself, "I'm going to reach that island and uncover its secrets." After days of sailing, she finally reached the unexplored island. The lush greenery and the sound of exotic birds greeted her as she stepped onto the shore. Lily explored the island, discovering rare plants, vibrant wildlife, and ancient ruins. With every step, she couldn't help but feel a sense of accomplishment. As the sun set on the horizon, casting a warm glow over the island, Lily sat on the bench and reflected on her incredible journey. She realized that her determination and the decision she made back in the park had led her to the extraordinary adventure. Lily's story spread through the town, inspiring others to pursue their dreams. She became known as the Future Explorer, who fearlessly followed her dreams, proving that with a God-given attitude, one is capable of achieving the extraordinary. And so the legend of Lily, the Future Explorer, became a source of inspiration for generations to come in that small town. Ecotourism and sports in St. Petersburg, Russia. In some countries in the world, people can practice ecotourism and sports at the same time. One city is St. Petersburg in Russia. Some city tours involve cycling to get to know every single part of St. Petersburg. Tourists can go to small towns, rivers, stores, shopping malls, ancient castles, and modern parks. It is really easy to use public transportation, so people only have to download an app for their mobile phones, enter some information like name, age, nationality, and that's it. Then they go to a special information booth to rent eco-friendly transportation. People can choose to use bike, skateboards, or scooters. All those need special equipment such as knee pads and helmets, which can be rented also. Russia takes security seriously, so there are clearly defined paths for using these, and there are some first aid booths close to all of the paths. Many people around the world go to this city to experience a different way of moving around. St. Petersburg is a place where you can keep fit and take amazing pictures on wheels. These ways of transportation helps to reduce contamination. That's all. Eco-friendly tourists and transportations in St. Petersburg. Bye-bye.